Everybody talks about knowing the rents in the market in which you're in. How to do that, though, has become far too easy as far as I'm concerned. We just go to the computer. You open up the laptop or the desktop and you start doing your research and you find all kinds of examples that are maybe even close to what you're looking to buy, or maybe you've got a vacancy or two that happened at the same time in something you own, and you're really trying to figure out, you keep hearing everything's going up, so what should I ask? That's okay. That will establish the bar for you. Don't believe it. The first thing you want to do is get on the phone. You want to call any owners that you happen to know in the area. If you've invested out of the area, you probably don't know anybody. But if you're local, ask them, find out. Then the next thing you do is get your handy dandy clipboard, your legal pad, and a pen, and put on your running shoes and start knocking on doors. Go to the exact neighborhood where your place is and go to the rentals. Go to the manager if they have one. No tomfoolery. No, I'm going to college and I'm writing a paper. Say, look it. I run some apartments here, or I have a rental over here. I'm just trying to figure out what I should charge for rent. What do I have to pay here? 9 times out of 10 or more, they'll tell you. You want to start writing everything they tell you down. Sometimes you luck out and you get to be shown a place. And you'll find out that, yeah, they might get more rent than you, but you find out that the reason is your people are paying for trash and theirs aren't. And they get a little bit more rent because of that. There's all kinds of reasons. The owner of that duplex might be paying for both tenants' hot water. That adds up. There's just a lot of reasons. So you want to find out all the little details. You want to knock on all the doors. You want to go to local property management firms. You want to say, look, here's what I have found today. And share your information. Usually you're not going to tell them anything that they don't know, but you never know. They'll at least appreciate the offer. They might be able to tell you. Of course, they're going to try to recruit you. And maybe you'll say okay because you're tired of doing it. But the bottom line is, if you're nice and they're feeling generous that day, do it to 2 or 3 management companies, and you'll be surprised at how easily they might share information. You want to find out what expenses you have that your competition does not have and vice versa. That, like I said, factors in big time. You want to find out changes you might be able to make. For instance, you might have a duplex that has 1 meter for water. Is it prohibitive or affordable to have it replumbed from the street so that you have separate meters? That will usually amortize itself more quickly than you think. And then the rent's not for, the people are used to the rent. And when you get new ones in there, now you've raised your net operating income. Same thing with water heaters. Maybe instead of having 1 water heater, you get 2. And you have the plumber come in and do that. There's all kinds of things you can do. But you don't know to do it till you know what your competition is doing. Get that clipboard and find out. You can't change things for the better until you know what needs to be changed.